This is Stuart Molina, podcasting from my home office. The last piece on our program for this April Masterworks is a suite of pieces from Cinderella by Sergei Prokofiev. What I've done is I've taken selections from the three suites that Prokofiev created and formed my own more extensive suite. What I've tried to do is put together a suite that tells the story while at the same time including a couple of the dances that I just think are charming in and of themselves, and perhaps break up the plot elements just a little bit so that there's a little bit more variety in this particular suite. A couple of words about Prokofiev's musical language, just a few things that you might want to listen for. The first one has to do with chromatics. Prokofiev was very fond of using chromatics, meaning half steps, or if you think of a piano keyboard, the white to the black keys. He uses this both melodically and harmonically. Just to give you an example, if you think of the very beginning of Cinderella introduction, he gives you an E minor chord to start with, and then continues with a D sharp minor chord, which is a chromatic half step down over the E minor chord. So this is what it sounds like. There's our E minor chord. There's the D sharp minor chord. And then he continues with melodic chromatics. This is pretty typical for Prokofiev, and you'll find these kind of chromatic outlinings of melodies, substitutions of harmonies that are chromatic throughout the piece. Speaking of harmony, this idea of harmonic substitution and what we call enharmonics is also used a lot. For example, if you might be expecting a C major chord with the melody of a C, he may substitute an A flat major chord with that C, or perhaps an F minor chord, or a D seventh chord, all of which hold that C. But he throws in the harmonies, even though they defy traditional harmony, the melody sustains the use of these harmonies. And you'll find these a lot in closing cadences. Your standard traditional 19th century harmony cadence is 5-1, or in the case of C major, G to C. And that's how most pieces end. But Prokofiev will sometimes take the B that's in that G chord and reharmonize it with maybe a B major chord. Again, a chromatic half step, but over the 5-1, that's traditional harmony. That's a very common Prokofiev sound. What I'll do in this podcast is just take you piece by piece, give you an idea of what we're going to play and a couple of the themes that you'll be hearing. We begin, as I played before, with the introduction to the ballet, and in it we have kind of a general Cinderella theme. It's a bit of a sad theme, but let me play it again for you because we'll hear it a few times in this suite. The second theme, major theme, that you'll hear in this introduction is the other Cinderella theme, kind of the fairy tale happy ending theme. And in fact, Prokofiev uses this theme at the very end of the ballet when they live happily ever after. You can think of this perhaps as the love theme or the theme of Cinderella's fantasy ending. Thank you.
Here again, you hear that same idea of chromatic substitution. Instead of just a simple scale, he gives you the neighboring chromatic notes. And I think it's a very beautiful use of this chromaticism, but again, very typical of Prokofiev. So after this introduction, we're going to play the Pas de Chat, the Dance of the Cat. And I'm not really sure how this fits into the plot. I put it in because I think it's a delightful dance. It's widely varied. It's clever on Prokofiev's part. And also because it shows off the orchestra a little bit. It starts in kind of a devilish way, and you might think of this cat character as, you know, a sneaking cat, very clever, very manipulative. And we hear this cat theme first in the clarinet. Once again, very typical for Prokofiev. It's a chromatically based melody. And then again. And then again. What Prokofiev then does is take that theme and turns it into a dance in 6/8 time. And you'll hear this in several incarnations, and just to give you an idea of how the melody is transformed, this is the same cat theme, but now in the 6/8 dance. And it really takes on a very nice character as this 6/8 dance. The next piece in our suite is called Cinderella's Dreams. In it, we're introduced a little bit more intimately to Cinderella, and we get a couple of musical themes that relate to her character. The first is a simple playing of the romantic fairy tale ending theme. Again, I'll play it in this new form for you. The second Cinderella theme we'll hear is kind of a daydreaming theme. Again, very simple, very tonal, and I think very beautiful as well. Listen for the way he harmonizes the melody at the end. Here's that B major over a G as the cadence to C. Very typical Prokofiev. The third melody is a little bit more filled with pathos. It's Cinderella's sadness, the reality of her plight, surrounded by a stepmother and stepsisters who really do abuse her, make her do all kinds of nasty things. Those are your basic themes from Cinderella's Dreams. In the next sections, the next two sections, we're introduced to the fairy godmother. In the ballet, she first appears as a beggar woman and then transforms herself into the fairy godmother. And in addition, the ballet adds a fairy for each of the four seasons. And in these next two pieces, we're going to first meet the fairy godmother and the winter fairy, and then in the next selection, we'll meet the spring fairy and the summer fairy. Prokofiev gives each of these fairies a personality musically. With the fairy godmother, he gives her a chromatic theme again, but one that is very much flowing, and despite the fact that it has a sophistication and a wisdom to it, there's also a sense of humor buried beneath the surface. And so forth. The winter fairy serves as a foil in this selection to the fairy godmother, and the winter fairy clearly is a little bit more of an ethereal, a little bit colder presence, but still within that coldness there's a warmth of character, and as you'll hear once again, it's a chromatic melody, but a stagnant chromatic melody. It's just an alternation between two neighboring notes. The other interesting thing about the way Prokofiev presents this theme is he gives it to the piccolo and the oboe, so you have it in a two-octave spread way high up in the register, and it again gives it this kind of frozen, ice-like character. In the next piece in our suite, we meet the spring fairy and the summer fairy. The spring fairy obviously has the most outgoing character with the best sense of humor. I like to think of this as probably the most like our Disney version of Cinderella's fairy godmother with Bippity-Boppity-Boo. It's a very quick melody in 6/8 time, and again, Prokofiev uses all kinds of chromatic substitutions, which to perhaps an untrained ear might sound like intentional wrong notes. Listen to this melody. And so on. The last fairy that we'll meet in this particular suite is the summer fairy, again in the same piece as the spring fairy, but a little bit of a different character. This fairy is given a melody that's very simple, very much flowing, and I think has the character of simple kindness to it. Again, typically for Prokofiev, we get all kinds of little chromatic substitutions, little quote-unquote wrong notes, but it's a very beautiful melody. And then we return to the joyful, springy music of Spring Fairy. This will be followed in our suite by Cinderella Goes to the Ball. Here we have Cinderella having found out that she's going to be attending the prince's ball, and we're faced with both her excitement and also her slight nervousness about what is going to happen to her, because obviously she's never had an experience like a princely ball. So at the beginning, we hear her heart racing, we hear the excitement of the moment. ¶¶ the excitement, also, she's imagining in her head what the ball is going to be like. And Prokofiev has a very simple melody of her perhaps moving to what she imagines the music is going to be like. And when it moves into a waltz-like feel, there's an awkwardness to the way Cinderella is moving to this music. And I think it's very interesting. Whether it's intentionally that way or not, it always gives me, in my mind, the idea of a young girl who really doesn't know how to dance all that well and is perhaps waltzing around the kitchen, her mop still out, imagining what this ball is going to be. This will build up in intensity as, in fact, Cinderella does proceed to the ball. The next section that we'll be performing is Cinderella and the Prince, where at the ball Cinderella dances with the Prince. Here we have full-blown romantic music, as Prokofiev does better than just about anybody else. It begins with a melody in the cellos, but as the piece progresses, the melody is handed to the full orchestra. The horns provide a lot of strength, and it builds up in intensity as well. But our initial melody is your typical, very beautiful Prokofiev love melody. This is how that goes. Again and again, we have the substitution in C major of a B major chord instead of a G major chord. This sound of... it almost becomes a theme unto itself. The second romantic motive of this movement is also deeply expressive, perhaps even a little bit more so. The heavy brass come into play, and the whole orchestra plays this very beautiful theme. Again, just filled with all kinds of chromaticism of the sort that I've been discussing. The next movement is called Cinderella's Waltz. This is the general waltz that everyone is dancing to, and it leads directly into the next section, which is Midnight. This is, of course, the climax of the scene. So we're getting this waltz where everyone's dancing. It's going to pick up momentum and go right into this striking of midnight, where we'll hear chimes and gongs and bells and brasses, and you hear the panic of Cinderella as she needs to depart the ball because she's becoming no longer Cinderella the princess, but rather Cinderella the woman who cleans house for her stepsisters. The waltz is another wonderful melody by Prokofiev, and again, it's a melody that deals with chromaticism. It starts on a D, and it explores both the lower step, the C sharp, and the upper step, the E flat. So the melody is again typically Prokofiev and typically chromatic for Prokofiev. Here's that waltz melody in its full form. So forth. It's a beautiful waltz, very exciting. It has a contrasting section in a major key. And then at the end, as I say, things become a little bit confused as the energy picks up. We get the theme from the end of Cinderella going to the ball, where again she's getting a little bit awkward. It builds in excitement, and then we hear the stroke of midnight, which I'm not going to try to play on the piano, first of all, because it's self-explanatory when you hear it, but also it's so much about the brilliance of orchestration, the way that he brings in a xylophone, he brings in a woodblock so that you're actually hearing the second hand. He sets it, of course, in a quarter note equaling 120 beats per minute, which means that you'll get two clicks on the woodblock every second, pretty much exactly. And he uses the brass to create the drama in this piece. And he brings in gongs and cymbals and of course, the chime that tolls midnight. At the end of the midnight theme, we get a crashing version of the fairy tale ending theme. Of course, this isn't the fairy tale ending. Almost, it's a tease of what might have been at this point in the ballet. But of course, we all know it's going to end happily. At this point in our suite, I throw in a bourrée, another dance, just a dance that doesn't advance the plot at all, for two reasons. One, again, because I think it's a very pretty piece, showing off the orchestra nicely. But also, I think it's a place where we need a little bit of a release of energy before we come to our happy ever after. And the happy ever after comes in a section called Amoroso, which ends the ballet. And what the Amoroso is a final statement of the very beautiful, happily ever after theme that we heard at the very beginning. But now, in its full-blown version, the orchestra comes in gradually, pieces by pieces and sections by section, to create a very dramatic and extraordinarily beautiful finish. But he ends the piece on a quiet note, which I think is quite delightful. He ends it with a simple C major chord, and in fact, just a solo piccolo playing a very high C, and then a celesta, which is the keyboard instrument that sounds like bells, playing just a simple C major scale underneath. So it sounds like this. Now, if that doesn't say happily ever after, I don't know what does. Hopefully, I will see you all at the concert. I hope you enjoy it. I think it's a very varied and very beautiful heroes and fairy tales program.